I am asking that my name be withheld, due to legally binding agreements. A few years ago, I faced some serious discrimination after becoming disabled. It took a great deal of time, but I eventually managed a settlement with the entity I was in conflict with, and we have made amends. We are on good terms. The issue is not the institution I dealt with or the outcome, rather the complete lack of help that was available. It is important, I feel, for Canadians to understand the situation we are in. The Canadian Charter of Rights and all of the vitriol spouted by the media, advocacy groups and the like, are based on empty promises, as there is not a governing body or enforcement agency that deals with discrimination. If you can manage a discrimination lawyer, that gets you so far, but at the time there were none in Prince George, and the only available help was an online forum for filling out forms or a free 15 minutes. Neither of the MLAs could help, and the MP's office replied with a comment that they did not deal with discrimination. Yes, they said that. The only avenue for assistance was the Human Rights Tribunal, who were so backed up with COVID-related cases, mask refusal, that the nearest arbitration date was pushing 2025 to 2026. Their free lawyer and the settlement officer were dismissive and disinterested, and I found out later that the HRT's typical response is to settle for a fixed and normal amount of $5,000, regardless of the situation. Locally, the CBC, who never answer their phone, and most other institutions including the city, PG Transit, and others, were dismissive, most likely not wanting to ruffle feathers. The fact is that there are dozens of publicly funded organizations in our country, and they do nothing. Most organizations are politically motivated non-profits with bloated administrations, and bloated costs for CEOs and the like. Very few actually engage in the actions they are funded for. In the end, only the war amps helped. The government says the right things, like inclusion, diversity, and an end to discrimination. But I think most people will find that the words and laws are just that, words, as there is nobody and nothing that can enforce rights, certainly not the government. So, do as you wish, you will get away with it. Editor's note: the Citizen has agreed to withhold the name of the letter writer at their request.